Hallelujah.
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 We shall wait upon you, Almighty Yah. We find comfort in your sure delights. This magnificent living truth that caused the life of your tikva, your precious hope, to rise from the bosom Israel. Because it rises from the bosom, we can shout the praises of Torah unto our Abba. We Torah Yah, Yah we Torah for all things. For your truth is excellent. It is the power of our deliverance. We rejoice greatly in it. We Torah you Yah, for Yeshua. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for he shall enrich you. Shalom. May the riches of Yah rest upon Israel and the delight of his Hamashiach, Yeshua, feel the love of all Israel, that we may rejoice in the bountiful blessings of our Abba. For we have assurance and security in his eduth, his testimony. And his testimony is his power of assurance unto Israel. For who can create the expanse and the beauty of a creation as thus we're living in, except he be the most excellent one and the most high. And his name is Almighty Yahweh. And we have known the power of his excellence by the revelation of his Hamashiach, Yeshua Hamashiach. So Israel delights in that. It is assurance. And it causes the love with great appreciation to sing, to dance, to shout. They are liberated because they know in whom they have their confidence. And they know who they trust. And they understand the security they have in Yeshua. If we are a people that our minds are constantly overtaken by doubt and speculations, we are not sure, we are unassured, and the power of his testimony has no relevance to us at all. And so because of that, there is no great delight. Because he gives us assurance, then it ought to be one of great delights. Whatever Yah does to Israel, we ought to give him Torah in all things. We give Torah unto Yah because it is for our growth. It is for our maturity. It is for our strength. And above all things, to establish the power of his tzaddik, or his righteousness, in the midst of a perverted, convoluted, wicked world, whereby there is no light, but the light of the promises of Yah in Yeshua that abides in the bosom of true Israel. He has given us much. So much is required of us. He's expecting much. And so he expects the exaltation of his name and the praises of Torah to flow like a Cassandra and to flow into his bosom. When we do not know the testimony or the power of his might, then we cannot Torah or sing praises unto him. It is vital unto his kingdom, very vital, that we obey what he commands us. We obey what he commands us. Sacrifices and offerings, they're wonderful and excellent if they're done in the ruach, the spirit of obedience. Obedience is the excellence of the kirushims of Israel. It shows a faithfulness a submissiveness. It shows a delight and an excitement as to what the Abba is doing. And if we are not obedient in the simple things of Yah, then certainly He cannot elevate us to a level where He can entrust us with great riches. And He will never do that, Yisrael, until we began to progress in the simplicity of His instructions and began to mature and to walk. You cannot teach a child how to do math when they are one or two. You must start them on a process and a road, and they develop on that process and that road. We that are in Yeshua, then we ought to be much more developed than we are. We should not be dysfunctional. We should not be a dysfunctional people with the heads. And the riches of His power and might abides in Israel. He raised up a people to the promise of Abraham. And we saw the seed of Yeshua, but the promise came to fruition and power and multiplicity in the son of Yaakov, as Israel, the power of her strength, was established because of the promise and the promises unto Abraham. And we are Israel. A nation should marvel at a specter and a power of a people because they are obedient unto Yah. We cannot consume or be consumed with the spirit of the world or take upon the attributes of the world, Israel. And the only way we're going to overcome that is we must understand the power of His testimony. If we understand the power of His eduth, then we will rejoice greatly. For we know that our Redeemer lives. We know that there is no other power but the power of Almighty Yah. There is no other power but His power. There is no other might but the might of Almighty Yah. And all things, regardless of how they transpires, it is because Yah has permitted it. I would have begun as I continue from last week, but I would have begun here in Tehillim. The words of David as he speaks. Was he not a man of great afflictions and trials? Yes. His enemies on every side perplexed him, tried him, battled against him. Yes. And even in the midst of the fragileness of his emunah, his faith, when he looked at the breadth and the span of Israel, he did not see valiant men. He did not see warriors and men that were able to combat the forces of hell. Now that was the reason why. Because when Yah brought them out of Mishraim, He spoke unto Israel. If they will submit and obey Him, then He would fight their battles for them. That has not subsisted, Israel. If we will be submissive, obedient, and show our appreciation unto Yah, there is no battle that He cannot handle. There is no circumstance that He does not give us the might and the power, and above all things, the living word, the living Torah, to overcome those trials and those afflictions. It is He that permits them to show the strength of His testimony, the might of His power, and to show us who we are, that we may show honor, kabod, and esteem in the name of Almighty Yah, because we have the living assurance, the Torah of life, Yeshua dwelling in the midst of us. And so David in his many battles, his own conflicts in his mind, he knew that there was only one thing that he could resort to bring about comfort, assurance, that his strength would be restored, and that his mind would rest in assurance, because he knew that Yah was able, and the only place he could find that, it had to be in the Torah of Yah. And that's the only place we're going to find the might and the power of Yah. So he says here in Tehillim, in Psalms 19, I would have begun reading at verse 7 and moved through this kind of swiftly. He says in verse 7, he says, the Torah of Yah, the Torah, His instructions, His purpose for us, Tehillim 19, verse 7, the Torah, the instructions of Yah, the Torah of Yah, they are tomim, they are perfect. They are sound, They're established. Do we not understand that the elements of the heavens, they are established? The sun knows its position. So does the moon. The earth knows its path. And so do the stars and the creations of Almighty Yah. Now, if he is that certain, and we see the masses of his creation, then he is certainly certain with us, a piece of dust, dirt, earth creatures, out of the earth that he has created us, and he has spring forth life out of us by his own breath. So we understand that the Torah, the instructions, the Torah of Yah, it is Tomim, it is established, it has no flaws, it is right, it is perfect, it is sound. That is what the Torah of Yah is. The Torah of life, you're born, is that not so? And you die. No man escapes that. Is it not perfect? What a perfect order. A perfect Torah. There is no way that a birth can be conceived without the seed, because in that seed is life. In the seed is the life. And so there is no way the power of Torah can be conceived in us unless there's a birth that is transformed in us. And the birth of Yah, of his testimony, his statutes, it is only by the Torah. And when we began to understand the perfection and the power of the Torah of Yah, we began to cry with great Torah and praises unto him. The reason we don't do that, because we don't understand the infinite power of Yah. We have relegated him down to a natural creature, because our minds are very shallow, Yisrael. That is why in this hour, we must prepare our minds by the training of the Torah. We have trained ourselves to be foolish. We've trained ourselves to speak with deceit and lies. We've trained ourselves to mock with folly. Now we must transform our minds by the renewing of the Ruach. That's the power of the Torah. We may become valiant warriors, as Brother Allen would remind us, Geber, men of strength, daughters of Zion, that exemplify the beauty of the Torah delights, and they array themselves in the garments. The world is in a mess. It is. And the only light that will be in the world is the lights of his everlasting covenant with Yisrael. Brother Patrick brought that out to us at the convocation concerning the Hoshach, the darkness, whereby there is not even a sense. Listen, that Hoshach is more than just a darkness where you can even sense the touch of Yah or the move of Yah. You cannot even know the stirring of Yah, because the mind is so far removed from Yah. When a mind is near unto Yah, then it will praise him. Hallelujah. Do not parents do that when they delight in their children? Come on, Yisrael. You tell me, do not smile and rejoice when you see your child perform a feat or an action that is pleasing and pleasurable unto you. Hallelujah. Regardless of whether it's your child or someone else's, or those that you harbor a great passion for, do you not smile and rejoice and your emotions expand? Then something is wrong with us when Yah works a great mighty work among us. And then there is no expression of our appreciation unto the Abba. The only way we're going to become military fit for that is that we must train our mind according to the Torah of Yah. David, in great battles and circumstances that would perplex any man, he had no counsel to turn to. He had no man of his equal. He did not to turn to. The prophets, they were baffled. They did not even know how to speak, because he was the king. He was the man that had the charge of Yah. He was the one that was anointed and set apart for Yah to bring Israel into the light of promises from Almighty Yah. Yah has never changed. And he says here that the Torah of Yah is Tomim. And what the Torah does, it converts the nefesh, the soul. Now we understand that that nefesh consists of the robustness of life, not something just here.
We don't see our left, do we? No, we don't see it. But out of that flows, it flows the very flow of oxygen to our members of our bodies to keep us alive. Because there's a central nucleus, the mind, that says to the left, beats. For the fingertip needs some oxygen there. And that is what the flow of the Torah of Yah does. We began to allow it to flow in us. And the essence of the beauty and the attributes of the Torah causes us to come alive, Israel. It converts. It changes the morbid life or the lifestyle that is desolate looking. Well, the Torah converts that. It converts. It converts. It changes. And so the way that we once walked in our perception and our persona, what emanated out of us, once we began to understand the delight of the Torah, well, it changes everything. It changes our attitude, our minds, our countenance, our ability, the life. That's what it does. Yisrael, you tell me that there are not certain little simple things that do not change you or your facial expression. It does. And that's Chaimat. That's the truth. And so we hear the refreshing rewards and the truth of Yah. It ought to cause an excitement. As I say, I have the Esham. I'm more than happy. Sometimes it frightens me. That's right. Sometimes it frightens me as I sense the jubilation and the buoyancy of my love as it flows. I have nothing, but that does not negate what the Torah of Yah does in the inward part of one. The reason we are not that because we do not. This is what Daili says. The Torah of Yah, it is perfect. It is tamim. It converts the nefesh. Look what he says now. And the testimony of Yah, the Edoth, the testimony of Yah, the testimony of Almighty Yah, it is sure, it is Amen, it is faithful, it is sound, it stands. The testimony of Yah is Amen. Do you hear that? The testimony of the banking system of America, it is not sure, it is not sound. Your financial circumstances, they're not sound. Not one bit at all. The financial wealth of this nation, it is superficial. But the eduth, or the testimonies of Yah, they're Amen. They're sure. They're sound. They're faithful. They're perfect. There's nothing that can encroach upon it or destroy it. It is true. It is confirmed in Yahshua. Now, what more can you ask for? Know that you have that kind of assurance. You will never be homeless. You will never be hungry. David says, in the testimony of the eduth of Yah, for I have been young. I've walked in the juvenile ways and now I'm old. He said, but Yisrael, the elect, the chosen of Yah, for I've never seen the forsaken or the zira of Yah out begging bread. It's either that the eduth or the testimony of Yahshua, or it is a lie based upon this kind of superficial mentality that David possessed. I believe it. I believe it. So his testimony is sure. It is Amen. But I suffer trouble. You still cry Amen to the Yah. For his testimony is still sure. Hallelujah. He brought them out in a wide place, did he not? He gave them everything that they needed, Yisrael. That's why in our obedience, if we as a people that would strive to allow the Torah of Yah to shape our minds and our thoughts. Our minds are shaped by folly and foolishness and fleshly appetite, which is enmity. It is abad. It is a hatred personified against Yah. And so our minds are not shaped by the Torah of Yah, because if it was, we would delight in the Torah. For it is the testimony of Almighty Yah. And in that testimony we find us, Yisrael. We find the old main of Yah, the assurance of Yah. In our own concept, thoughts, in our own perception of life, we find nothing. Nothing is fulfilled. There is no satisfaction that is enduring. It is only momentary, and then it's gone the next moment. But in this testimony, we find a great delight. Look what David says in the next verse. He says, the statutes of Yah, they are siddiq, they are so pure. He says, rejoicing. Do you all hear that? When you understand what he has brought you out to, the place is wide, but it is a straight, narrow way. How can the place be wide? Because wide is the way and the breadth of the wicked that leads to destruction. But he brought them out into a wide place. As the old Kid Ushim would sing the song, Yah is so big that you can't get over him. He's so wide you can't get around him. And so the statutes of Yah, it is his bosom of his love toward Israel. That's what it is, Israel. And to understand his concept for people, it caused our love to rejoice. And you can just simply say, my. Toreya, hallelujah, hallelujah. It makes you want to praise him. You cannot sit quiet. You cannot sit dormant. Because the statutes of Yah, to hukmah, it will begin to make one's love rejoice. This is what he's given to me. Hallelujah. It rejoices the love, Yisrael. And not only does it rejoice the heart, but he said, but the commandments of Yah, they are pure, and they cause the eyes, the ayin, the light of the ruah to be enlightened. And when one is enlightened, what is the first sign of one's enlightenment? Is that not an expression change? Their accountants light up. The iron, the eyes change. The facial expression change. Come on, Israel. We are the face of Yah. And we express Yah. It's not just in our piety, but it is in the expression, of our nefesh. And our nefesh is the breath of life that calls us to breathe and to flow. It is more than just a little hidden thing that we have been nurtured by and to believe, but it's greater than that. And that's what it calls. It calls the iron, the eyes to be enlightened. I don't care who it is when they're enlightened. Whether it's a child expressing their countenance change. You teach a child how to say that ABCD element of P, even though they miss most of them, you will see the light of rejoicing in their eyes. And that is what the statutes of Yah will do to us. That you have brought me to a place, and yet this wide place, and yet the limitations are so broad and so wide. My, what a great place to be in. In Yahshua. If we fall, he picks us up. If we fall down here, he reassures us. When we were weak, that he says to us, just say you're strong. Come on, Yisrael. Yes, greater than our perception of him. That's why he wants us to give him Torah. He does not want us to come into his presence without an offering of Torah. He wants us to go beyond or to mature beyond the place that we are lifeless creatures without any life. And every time we come before him, there is no exuberation that flow from the vessel of Israel. He wants us to be filled with the Ruach. And when you are filled with the Ruach, then the testimony is sure in us. And it causes the Torah of Yah to flow from us, Israel. We're going to have to make a radical change. You're going to have to make a radical change. Isn't it amazing that the enemy can cause us and his life to flow in us with our anger and our hostility and our hatred toward one another? We speak in our little carnal minds of enmity. Yes, it does, Yisrael. Yah gives us a testimony that is so great, and it doesn't cause our love to rejoice. When one rejoices, it's because they have something that is great. They perceive as great. And when someone has given someone something that is great, they rejoice. Their hearts rejoice. And when their hearts rejoice, they say, oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I thank you. You've never seen someone express something like that? I have. Hallelujah. It is over something that is temporarily. It is not eternal. And so Yah gives us the things that are eternal. There ought to be an expression, Israel. You cannot continue to come before Him all morbid and lifeless. There's a lack of maturity. It's a lack of emunah faith. And there is much doubt there. Well, this is what I'm used to. You're not the same man that you were. He has destroyed, impelled the old man. There should be a new man. You come out of that little juvenile attitude and take on the mind of Yahshua that you may please Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He tells us that the fear of the Yareh of Yah is clean. It endures forever. And the Mishpatim of Yah, they are true and they are Sadiq altogether. They are more to be desired. They are than gold, yes. Much more than fine silver. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. They are sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. They're much more be desired than gold and riches. You tell me that this is greater than riches? The gold shall be turned into kinka, and the gold shall rust. But the statutes, the Torah of Yah, they reveal or they give unto us great riches of might and power, and much greater, and the sweetness of it is greater than the succulent honey out of the honeycomb. Come on, Israel, we get a little ice cream around here, we rejoice, don't we? Ah, yes, you do. Your whole countenance change. You want to finish up the fried chicken so you can get to the ice cream. Hallelujah. And then we have cake that even makes it even much more pleasing. Slice of cake with ice cream. You go a little slow on the chicken because you want ice cream. The cake. If you finish that, then if there's room left, Brother Yosef, then maybe prevent you. A piece of chicken. Now our attitude changed with things like that. Come on, Israel. Why? Because it is a pleasure to us. We enjoy it. We must be gone to delight in the Torah of Yah inwardly. And what is in our love inwardly, it will be seen externally. It is what's in the heart of man that comes out and shows you the intent, the ingredients, and the purpose of that man. That we don't have that in us, then that's what's going to come out, death and lifelessness. If we got the praises and the Torah of Yah, we appreciate Him. It's going to come out of us, Yisrael. No one has to promote. I don't need no one to promote me to do that. But I know the sound preaching and the teachings that you hear from this podium here, that it ought to cause a revival in the inward parts. It ought to stir up our minds by zakah, by remembrance, the beauty of Yah, the important things that He has done. That's what He ought to do. Hallelujah. Come on, the enemy stir up our minds by perverted things. And we remember what that one did or he or she did. Come on, Israel. We remember those things. We retain those things, do we not? And so the Ruach of Yah comes to serve our pure minds by the pure mind now, by way of remembrance. How do I know my mind is pure? Because everything Yah says is pure. To us that are defiled, unbelieving, nothing He says is right. Whether He corrects us, it's not for me, but it is for you. It is the seal of His testimony. He makes Himself known by His Mishpatim that He judges. Hallelujah. And so when the enemy stirs up our mind by perverted means and fashion, it causes us to draw back on a filthy well that was filthy and perverted, and we can draw things out of the gates of hell. When the Ruach of Yah speaks to us by the power of the Torah, it ought to serve our pure minds by way of remembrance of the testimonies, the statutes, the delight of the Torah of Yah, and cause us to rejoice. Sure, it should. If we're sons and daughters of Zion, it will cause us to do that, Yisrael. But if we're not, if we're deceivers and phony ones, then we're not going to rejoice. Come on. Just tell Yah to break me. He needs to break us. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're 9 or 90. The children, they will do things instinctively. regardless of what the issue is they may have with one another, they will do things that instinctively. If we're not the children of Yah, then we have to do it instinctively. Hallelujah. We have been taught some wicked ways, and the best teacher that has taught us the wicked ways, can I tell you? It is your own deceitful heart. It's deceitful. It's desperately wicked to teach you how to lie. And no one teaches you how to lie. Your own heart teaches you how to lie. Teaches you how to be corrupt. Teaches you how to steal and cheat. I said to my wife, I had some kind of unusual calls this week. One from Flint, Michigan, one from Indiana, one from Tampa, Florida. And one called me and said, weeping. There was this preacher that she gave all her life savings, $40,000. He called himself marrying her, puts her off, out of the community, took all her money. And she is in a position that her life is so miserable. You could just sense in the weeping of the woman's tears, great sorrowfulness. She was an adulterous woman with her husband, treated him wrong and left him, found someone else that she thought would satisfy her. And she got someone that was a purebred dog. You understand? I'm saying that because I could sense the tremendous sorrowfulness in the woman's tears. They were not tears of just phonyism, just crying. But you could sense the gravity of those tears as I just listened and the mourning in her voice as she cried with deep sorrowfulness and deep repentance. And so what I began to show her what Scripture says and how that Yah, even though our sins, and whose sins are any greater than your sins? No one else's sins are greater than your sins. No one else's. And to see the mercies of Yah, His hands, in the midst of all of our perversion, His hand is still stretched out unto Israel. It's enough to cause the heart to rejoice with great fatness and great delight. When Yah exemplify His mercies upon us daily, I don't care if you're young, 80 or 90, it ought to cause the heart to be fat, come alive. And there must be an expression unto Yah. Come on, Israel. You can't listen. You can't sit there and just lift your hands. He wants the sound of our voice. Because everything that has life must present a sound. The timbrels are making sounds. And if we have the life of Yahshua in us, there must be a sound that express our appreciation unto Yah. That's why we never get ahead. I watch the people when I go to Sam's on Monday. And of course I get there all the time to watch them perform. And the manager now, he's not like the one that was very robust that would do his S.A. He's not like him. And so he's gone. And so they have one that is a little more refined. But he does get into the cadence. And so I've watched the people. Now when the one was there, they go S-A-M-S-Sam. He did it like that. His legs would go up like that. He would do it like that, just like that. This is a big man. He's about 6'6", maybe 6'7", 325 pounds. Massive, huge man. I can tell he played college football. And so his hoorah is not like my man. I liked him. He was very convivial. He spoke to you. He saw the customers because that was money. And the more money they spent, the bigger his bonus was. And so he would express that every morning. And the people, even though they would be lethargic, they were still S. They had a little more buoyancy, a little more movement in their bodies. Now with this new manager, they all sit there like dead Dunkin' Donuts. Just not much there. They're not enthused. There is no enthusiasm. As my man, S-A. That's how he would go. M-S. Sam's Club. Sam's. He will roll. And I would at times get there just to see him do that. I would. I would wait around. When I would see them up there, I'd say, oh, you go ahead. I got that. I'll just come back and I want to see him. I just like watching him. Very enthusiastic. That's the kind of man I wouldn't mind working around. I don't have no problem working with a man like that. Because in the most bleakest of trials, he has the ability to refresh. You understand that's what the Torah of Yah does? In the most perplexity of trials and times, the Torah is an assurance unto Israel, his touches, because it lets us know that we are not out of the way. When we are in the way, we'll obey what he commands. Let everything have breath. Praise Yah. Enter into the bayat of Yah with Todah in your lips. Yisrael, if he brought you through this day, he brought you to a moment, even though your lives, you may have some agony or pains in your bodies, yet, my, we ought to have the voice of great Torah unto you. There ought to be an appreciativeness to all that he does for us, Yisrael. I know I am. And so we see that the statutes, even the mishpatim, the judgments of Yah, they're sweeter. When Yah judges us, it's to let us know that he's near. I'm glad of that. I said to that sister as she called, I said, sister, you are blessed and you don't realize it. And all she could see was the depravity of her wickedness. I said, your tears are sincere in the teshuvah, great repentance. I said, don't you understand that you're sorrowful because it is the judgment of Yah? He is judging you. He is letting you know that he is making himself known unto you. He's making himself known to you by judgment. No, I wasn't going to stop her from crying. Cry on. Hallelujah. Let it be with some rejoicing as well. Because he is more than able. Hallelujah. He is. And so the statutes, the judgments, the way of Yah is sweeter than honey out of the honeycomb. Verse 11, moreover by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a small reward. There's a great reward, Israel. Do you understand that? By keeping the Torah, the statutes of Yah, there is a gadol. It is without measure. That is the gadol of Yah. He is gadol. So can you quantify Yahweh? Can you quantify him or reduce him to a square equal to the second root? Can you quantify Yah in that dimension? He is gadol. He is beyond imagination. He is beyond the confinement of the mind. He is beyond any kind of numeric expression. And so when he says that we keep the Torah of Yah, we walk in the statutes of Yah, there's a great reward. Can I refine that down to a natural sense? I was reading this morning, I intended, because they have the family section in the paper. There's a psychologist, a child psychologist. His name is Rosemont. I don't know if you read the article this morning. It was talking about that a father, his two sons, they had stole something out in South Dakota. And so what the daddy, out of this store we have here, what is this, Maxway? And so what he did, he made them dress up in these orange things. The man, he does refrigeration repair for that store. He made them dress up in this orange thing with the head, and had written on, I stole from Maxway, I'm a thief, and this is what I've done. Him and his brother. And they stood out there all day. The daddy made them do that. And so it was kind of ironic. A psychologist, a child psychologist says that was one of the most profound things that the father could have ever done. He signifies to his sons that you're not my friend, you're my children. You're going to do what's right, and this is what the consequences of your actions have merited you. And even though that our sin actions merit us a separates you from Yah, His hand is still, His Yeshua is still extended unto us. And until we understand the gravity of that, of the great reward of Yeshua, we will never be able to accentuate from our breath or to speak praises of Torah unto Yah. We will be dead. You understand that He sends words like this to heal us? To heal us, Israel. To heal of us, all of our corrupt ways, everything. This society is so corrupt, it's pathetic. Hallelujah. And Israel are the most corrupt. You are the most corrupt. We're some of the worst deceivers and liars upon the face of the earth. I ain't taking nothing back because I studied. This week I put some time in the book and I see everything speaks to me. His people are liars. They're trifless. They're corruptors. Everything they touch, they corrupt. Their words are full of guile and wickedness. But I don't speak truth one to another. But Yah speaks truth to Israel. By the Mishpatim, the statutes of Yah, their great rewards are gadol. You tell me if someone gives you a gift that you perceive is great, you're not going to shout and hallelujah. Even the wicked will say that. They will say, hallelujah, hallelujah, honey. Come on, Israel. They will. Honey, think, You've never seen that kind of action? I have seen that. I've seen it a lot in my lifetime.
I love you so much.
I've seen that. I have seen that. It is sad that Yah gives us those things that will prepare or will grant unto us great rewards. And when you tell me we don't have that kind of verbal expression unto Him, something is wrong with us, Israel. Hallelujah. Something is wrong. That's why I say to us, if something happens to me, it's going to have to be a man of greater strength than me. I just showed you an example that the one that goes S-A-M-S, that's how it goes, C-L-U-P, Sam's Club, Sam's Club. He's just... Even the folks will smile because they say he's radical. They would. They would. You will see one or two in there just as dead as they come like this. But the ones who were excited to have their jobs, they knew that he was a pleasant man to be around. You would see them. Oh, that would excite my heart more than anything. It really did. I said, if the world can't do that, and they can appreciate the Waltons who are billionaire dogs, all of them, birthed out of hell, children of death, because they bring death to the families of those that are captivated and enslaved unto them, destroying them. But yet they can appreciate just the little magnitude of having bread on the table, and they think about that. And yet Yah has prepared a table for Israel, before all of our enemies. Before the enemies of Israel. And we don't have this kind of expression. The Torah, Yah, something is wrong with us. I'm going to praise Him. Yeshua said if we don't cry, He's going to cause a rot. Hallelujah. And there are folks that were hardened as they come. Will kill a fly if it even looked at him. Yet they're crying out. Yah has a people. He has a people that they're going to lift up His name with a great voice. And they're not going to be ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of Him. Hallelujah. Because as the old folks will say, I know what He has done for me. I know what His Torah has done for me. I know the healing power of His Torah. I know the power of His Torah to separate and to cause my mind to be set at ease and to be full of shalom. I know that. And no one is going to take that. No one can delete that from my mind. I know it's truth. Hallelujah. There's no man that spoke like David because he was a man that he was tried by many and much opposition. Many enemies, and there was much opposition. It was because of his own depravity, his wickedness, his own unrighteous, his wicked, Russia. He was a criminal against Yah in his deeds and his action. But he says unto us here, he says unto us in Tehillim, as he exhorts Israel, the people of Yah, to praise Yah, to lift him up for what? For what? For his tender mercies, his tender care, his kindness toward us. He says in chapter 147, I want to begin reading. He says here, he says, Hallel, let the voice praise Yah, for it is tough to sing praises to our God. Do you understand that? It is excellent to sing. Don't you understand we ought to make melodies in our love and we're happy what to sing? He says it is a tough thing. When you're working, they're cooking, there ought to be songs that flow. When you're laboring in the laundry room, when you're laboring outside, if there's one man that loves to sing, I sing. And I know the enemy may not like that, but that's all right. And I'm not worried about how it sounds, my lyrics. That's not an issue. Not one bit. This is what the word of Yah says. He says, Hallel. Hallel. Let our voices express a sincere reverence unto Yah. He says, Hallel, Yah. For it is tough. It is an excellent thing. It is a wonderful thing to sing praises to our Abba. Why? For it is it is pleasant. It is a beautiful thing. It is the most suitable thing. Isn't that amazing that we don't realize how suitable that is? How pleasant that is to Yah to sing praises, to sing to Him, to sing. Oh, Israel, we are great pretenders. We do it for a moment when we are compelled, when we are confronted. But there is no real pure generation of that desire in us. We do it for pretense, but it has to be a flowing well that flows from us. How do we establish that? By the Torah. By the instructions of Yah. He says, it is a pleasant thing, and the praises of Yah, they are comely. Among Israel, Yahweh does build up Jerusalem. He gathers together. Now this was me here. He gathers together the dochach, the outcast, those that have been trodden down, thrown away, overthrown. Were we not the outcasts in every kind of sinful, wicked whoredom, one can imagine. Every kind of idolatrous practice that can be perpetrated in the mind and the love of man. So he gathered together the outcasts of Israel and he heals. Rapha, he mends. He makes healthy. He heals the broken in love. That's all right. You tell me he Rapha, he mends, he heals. Come on, Israel. When one is broken physically in a sickly state, it doesn't feel well, does it? But when one begins to have a sense of revival, do not they want to get up and take a bath? We need to bathe in the dam of Yeshua. They want to take a bath. They've been lying in bed for days. They want to bathe and change clothing and refresh themselves. That their attitude changes and everything changes. But Yah says he Rapha, he mends. He healed the broken in heart and he binds up their wounds. He binds up the wounds. My, to have. I said to one today as I was talking. I said, my brother, I said, in the book of Iyob, you can see that all of the great afflictions that Eob was being tried by. And I said, the men that were there, they were men of his equal. They were powerful men. They were knowledgeable men. They were wisdom, men of wisdom. Yes, sir, they were. They were not flukes and fly-by-nightish. You understand? And yet his wounds, as they ooze those pulse sores of cancerous death, yet the healing came by the spoken word of Almighty Yahweh. When he acknowledged the power, the greatness of Yah. That's why many times we are not healed, Yisrael, because we don't acknowledge the power of his testimony. Or we say it, but it is not a sincere thing in us. It says that Yah, he binds up the wounds. If he can do that, he binds up the wound. He tells the numbers of the stars. He called them all by names. My, it took me the longest to learn the name of Brother Lindsay's young'uns. It did. I'm telling the truth. It did. Because I am not very proficient when it comes to name. I've gotten better. I really have. But he knows all the stars by name. He's named them all. I don't think we hear that. This is the one that has elected you. And he knows all the stars by name. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Torah Yahweh. Torah Yahweh. My name is written. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. He knows all the stars by name. We can look out in the clearness of the sky and the abundance of mine. How many of you all think you could remember 1,000 names? You cannot. Hallelujah. He knows them all by their name. It tells us Gadol, great, is our sovereign ruler. And Gadol, great, is his power. His understanding is infinite. He understands more about us than we do about him. And that's the only way we're going to understand him is by his Torah. Because his Torah is infinite. And that is one thing that the enemy keeps our mind away from. He keeps us bogged down in folly and frivolity. But he is infamous. There's no limitations to his power. It says, Yahweh, he lifts up the meek. Those that are afflicted and humble. You see, he lifts up those. Not the arrogant, the proud. Not the haughty. When he tells you to lift up and cut horse hands and praise him. When you're arrogant, you can't do that. Come on, old woman, old man. You do what Yah tells you. You don't do it in the mutter of your voice. He says it with a loud voice. Come on, old man, old woman. You lift up his name with a loud voice. You just don't do it with this little panty-waist effeminate voice. You lift it up the way he says it. What he's like, you know, I put breath in you. He said, I know the name of every star, their number, but I know them. You don't understand how great I am. So when I tell you to do something, you do it because I'm great and he is. Hallelujah. So he lifts up the meek, those that are humble, those that are humble and afflicted. He casts the wicked down to the ground. When we are cast down to the ground, it's because we're wicked. We are Rasha, we will not obey him. The wicked brings accusations against you. Well, you don't have to do all that. Well, you do what he commands you. That's what we do when you're wicked. That's why he casts you down. So we are cast down. We are trodden under. We look down. Our expression is down. Come on, Israel. Everything that he speaks, it's to us. So the wicked, they are cast down to the ground. He says to Israel, he says, sing, sing. I like this. To Yahweh with Torah, with thanksgiving. Is that what he says? Is he pretending here? He says, sing to Yah with Torah. Sing praises upon the harp to our Abba, who covers the Shema and with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth. He's given us rain tonight. Who makes grass to grow upon the mountains. I will never forget when I was there in the Rockies. Those are mountains. We have hills around here. Those are mountains. And I'll never forget that one because there was a forester there, that there was grass there, and it grows about 1 inch every 15 to 20 years. That would not be bad around here, around where we mow, wouldn't it? We need something greater for the cows. It grows about 1 inch every 15 to 20 years in the mountains. So Yah even makes grass to grow in the most desolate, rocky places. And believe me, where that grass was, there were no elks or buffaloes getting to that. You believe me that? Oh, that was grass for them to graze on. And you could see them. But where that grass was, they were not getting to that. About an inch every 15 to 20 years. An inch. The mighty hand of Yah. Did he cause the mountains to spring up out of the earth? He said, mountains rise. And they rose with a crescendo of praises unto him to show forth his excellence, his might, and the power of the spoken word of Yah. We must get to the point where we speak the word of Yah. Demons must flee. They must bow. I don't care. You speak the word of Yah. I don't care to any kind of ailment, sickness. We that are the meek, we ought to humble ourselves and bow down unto the word of Yahweh. We bow down to every kind of pill, every kind of medication. Come on, Israel. Let us bow down to the healer. He wounds, he binds up the wounds. That's what he says. He heals the meek. He rafas the meek. It's either the truth or a lie. It is all the truth. There's nothing false about what he says. Nothing. Look at verse 9. He gives to the beast his food. Are we greater than the beast? So if he gives the beast food, will he not give us a greater portion? And to the young raven which cry, he delights, listen Israel, he delights not in the strength of the horses. He take not pleasure in the legs of men. There are men that have legs that are powerfully built, masculine and very strong. They are powerfully strong. But Yah takes no pleasure in that. Well, what do you take pleasure in, Yah? He takes pleasure in them that fears him. You that fear Yah, you will know that you fear him because you obey him. What a daddy says to the child, I mean that, do it. Ah, there's a yare, there's a fear there, there's a reverence. There's a fear of the consequences if one does not obey, then there are consequences that they must suffer. Is that not right, Israel? So when we fear Yah, we will obey Yah. The beginning of wisdom, the beginning of the experience with Yah, the beginning, the fear of Yah, the fear is the beginning of that experience. When a child begins to fear, when a little baby, like a little child that's on the breast, they don't understand that. But as they began to become nurtured and growing and strengthened, they began to understand the commands of the Avat, of the Aimah. And so it is with Yah. We must see what the Ruach says to us. And it speaks the Torah of Almighty Yah. It doesn't lead us astray from the things of Yah. What's leading us astray is our own deceitful, wicked heart. It leads us into the pathway of Siddiqah and the righteousness or the righteous pathway of Almighty Yah. He doesn't take pleasure in that. He takes pleasure in them that fear him. And in those that tigva in his mercy. Those that have the mercies of Yah, that's what he takes pleasure. He takes great delight. It caused the love of Yah to be filled with a great sumptuous aroma of delight. His palate is full. But that's what he takes pleasure in. Not in the masculinity or the physical attributes of a man or the beauty of a tremendous thoroughbred. He takes pleasure in those that fear Him. And we fear Yah, we will obey Him. We will please Him, Yisrael. Hallelujah. So it's not a tremendous burden for us to tota Him. And when we think of Him, our love just sing of the beauty of Yah with Torah. Torah Yah. Torah Yahweh. For the Lamb of Israel. You will constantly have a song in your belly that flows. Torah Yah. Torah Yahweh. For the life I have in Yeshua. For the birth of Yah's word. It fills my inward parts. It causes me to delight. For Yeshua is the promise of Yah. Oh, Torah Yah, for Yeshua. For He caused my love to rejoice. Torah Yah, Torah Yah, for His Son. For my bosom is filled with His word. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. I don't need no orchestra. I don't need no words, because once we began to get this true desire in our life for Yah, it will flow from our bellies. I don't need no harp, but it's beautiful to have the harp, because He tells us to praise Him that way. The timbrels, all of you all ought to have a timbrel. Instead of buying the baked basket of biscuits and bobos, bow timbrine. Hallelujah. Bow timbrel. And play it before Yah. And everything. You say, come before me, play on your timbrels. And I told you all, I have me one of those washboards. I'll get on it when I get back. I'm going to play it. I had Sister Shara, and we were playing that other day. Of course, she was excited. She didn't know what it was. And I'm just scratching that thing. I took the fly swat, and I began to just scratch it. Do what? Sing? Sing what? Just sing. Any word that accentuate the beauty of Yah and show my appreciation. I can't remember songs. I cannot. The songs that we sing in here are just simply, and that's the truth. I know you all think I'm just talking, but that's the truth. I cannot. I just do not have that ability. I can hear 50 times, and I still can. I can retain the word. I don't know why. I've never been able to do that. But I can sing. Well, it may not sound like the melody you sing with, but I will sing unto my Abba. Hallelujah. And that I will do. And so that's what Yisrael, Yah does a delight in the things that appears outwardly, as we spend so much time trying to manicure and to make it presentable. He doesn't delight in that. He delights in the daughter to Zion that fears Him, and her beauty is so beautiful that when men see her, they regard her as a virtuous daughter of Zion. She is not trying to draw any attraction or any men to look upon her. She's not trying to do that. The man of Yah is not trying to seduce or lure women to look at him because he thinks he's bona fide and qualified. Well, he's not. He's an insecure man. I don't care if it's David Roberts. I don't care if it's Deacon Horn. He's just an insecure nincompoop. Hallelujah. I find my security is in Yeshua. And He did all things to please the Abba. That's my desire above all things. To please Yah. To please Him. And so the simple instructions He gives to me that will garner a great reward for me. I would rather do those things because they're not hard. The burdens are light and the yoke is easy. So He tells us simply, what does it take to say Torah and to sing unto Yah? Torah Yah, for Yeshua, for the love that Yah gives to me, for He has formed me with His hands, yet in the belly of my mother's womb He chosen me. Oh, Torah Yah, Torah Yah. Toraya ahava yuya toraya ma. That's easy. You see, that makes me cry when I do that.
He caused my love to be full, to be excited. Hallelujah. I will not stop until there's no breath in my body. Hallelujah. And I won't stop. You understand? I will not. Yahweh, He has always Yisrael, and He will always comfort to Zion. And in doing that, He wants us to rejoice. He says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 51 verse 3, in all of our wickedness, Yisrael, Yeshaya 51 verse 3, it says, for Yahweh shall no harm, He shall comfort. Dick Miller reminded us of that in the convocation, the no harm, the comforting, the soothing of Yahweh. He shall no harm Zion, to Zion. He will no harm, He will comfort all her desolate, her waste places. And He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her deserts like a garden, the garden of Yah. That's what He shall do. He says unto us, Soson, joy, Soson, the fullness of excitement of Yah, joy and Shimcha, gladness, shall be found therein. Now that is what Yah does when He restores to Zion. You shall find joy, you shall find gladness, and Torah and the voice of Zimra, melody, singing and shouting. There shall be Torah in Zion. There shall be rejoicing, there shall be the joy of Yah, there shall be the excitement and the gladness of Yah. Come on, Yisrael. And when Yah speaks to us, it ought to create that kind of flow from us. I'm glad that He talks to me all the time. He talks to me all the time. His word speaks to me constantly. That's why I can't get enough of it. Hallelujah. That's why my heart is always gravitating to that. Because I find the comfort of Yah in His truth. There's a great reward, Yisrael, when we obey Yah. We commit ourselves unto Him and obey Him with gladness of love. And we do it with a sincerity. We're sincere with that. There was no one that in their afflictions, that even in the instructions that Yah gave unto Yonah, He told Yonah what to do. And yet in the midst of all of the great affliction, He cried out unto Almighty Yah, and in the midst of His cries, there was a great comfort. It says here in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, and verse 2, I want to begin reading. Hallelujah. We know that Yah healed the broken in love, and those that are wounded, He binds them up the heart. It says in Jonah 2 and verse 2, Jonah, He said, and He said, and I cried by reason of my sarah, my affliction, my great agony. He said, He cried unto Yahweh. He cried to Yah. And He heard Him. He responded to me out of the belly of hell, cried I. And You, Almighty Yah, You heard my voice. You had cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All Your bellows, Your bars, Your strong power to bind me, Your bellows, and Your waves passed me over. Then I said, I am cast out of Your sight, Almighty Yah. He said, yet, even though I can't see and sense You, He said, yet I will look again toward Your Kadosh Bayat Hamikdash, Your pure and Kadosh tabernacle. I will look for where the covenant is with Yisrael, and it is in Yahshua, the body of Almighty Yah. He says, the water compassed me about, even to my nephesh, the depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my heads.
I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth and her bars were about me forever. Yet have you brought up my life from corruption, O Yah, my Abba. Listen, he says, when my nephesh fainted, when the breath of any hope was lost, he said, within me, I zakhah, I remembered Yahweh. And my tefillah, my prayer, came in unto you. It came into your kadosh, bayata, hamikdash. He says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. But he says in verse 9, he said, I will sacrifice, I will offer to you with the voice of Torah. I will pay that which I have vowed unto Yah. Hallelujah. You tell me that he bring us up from the gates and the bars of hell, from the bondage and the shackles of darkness, and you offer up silence unto him, and this morbid attitude, something gets twisted in our minds. Something gets wrong with us. He brings you up whereby your mind is so fickle, you can't even think the weeds are wrapped around your minds. The tares of the world have twisted your mind. He said, I will vow unto you, Yah. As old folks would say, I will praise him in the morning. I praise him in the noonday. I will praise Yahweh all day long. I will praise him in the cotton field. I praise him when I walk. I'm going to praise my Yah all day long. He said, I will vow unto you, Yah. But he says one thing that is certain. I will, come on, Torah, that is nothing. That's why the enemy keeps our lips from saying that. To say thank you. We can't even say thank you to each other. Come on, for brother, even though I know that I'm the pastor here, but I'm a servant unto the house of Israel. Someone does something for me, Torah, my brother. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Come on, Israel. We don't even know how to say that to each other. We're so twisted in our minds, we don't know how to say that. Something is wrong with you. Hallelujah. Brother Jason does a lot for me. Always, he can say that. I don't say that to build myself because I'm nothing. But I appreciate it when someone does something. The tenderness, my heart, I just cannot just say, okay. Nah, Torah, my brother. Torah, brother Alan, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you kindly. Thank you so much. I say whether I feel like it or not because it's right. It's right. Something is wrong with us. He said, I will offer the sacrifice of Torah. Someone does something, just Torah, bless you, my sister. Torah, brother. That doesn't take much for that, does it? Hallelujah. But we are so insensitive. I tell you, when the belly of that fish, oh, Yonah, he says, yeah, I need you. He cried up something. That was shown of Hoshek there. Dark. The weeds of the belly of that fish. The burping. He was down in the gates of hell, the bars. He could not get out unless Yah delivered him. And Israel, we're in a position, we're not coming out of this whore unless Yah brings us out. He's going to have to strip us naked and bring us down to nothing. We're coming out of this whore. I'm telling you that. We're coming out. Israel is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I will sacrifice to you with a voice. You tell me, yeah, that's a sacrifice, the voice of Torah. That's what he wants. He takes pleasure in that. And that is one thing the enemy doesn't want us to do, isn't it? Your mother's in your home, it should be a voice all day long. Come on, daughters of Zion. The husband comes home, he feels a great delight in the home. Come home singing, he can come home grumpy as hell, fruitcake-ish. Come on, Israel. I know my superlatives have not choice. I'm an ignorant man. When he sets the ruach in the house, it will break him. Hallelujah. We try to challenge one another. That's why no one is ever broken. Come on. Singing and making a joyful noise. Merry. If your heart is merry, then sing. If it's not merry, you're not going to sing. Somebody comes home, you're looking dead. He looks dead. What are you going to have? Ain't nothing merry there. Hallelujah. But sing. Sing. There are women in the world, they come home. They're worldly women. Now they sing. They may not. They may have the soft croon on. Lover's Lane. He's going through hell on his job. He walks through the door. The fragrance hit his nose, and he's hearing Luther Vandross. I will, my brother. His whole attitude changed. Hallelujah. I don't care if she can be big as a house. She can be skinny as a nail. I'm just telling you the truth. She said, baby, how you doing? He hearing Luther flowing in the background. He said, baby, I had a hard day, but that's all right. Home with you, that makes it even much better. Come on, Israel. Home with Yah makes it much better. Hallelujah. Just being around him, there's nothing any greater. We have been duped. And the reason we've been duped, Israel, because we're not a people that like to be instructed. We are callous, hard-headed, ignorant people. You don't want nobody to instruct us. It's almost someone showing you how to do a job. You say, I can do it. No, man, you can't do it. Let me show me. Someone want to show me? Okay, go ahead. I have no problem with that. Show me. Hallelujah. But we're so arrogant, we don't want that. We don't want that. Come on, you sisters know what I'm talking about. Put too much salt in that, too much sugar. Don't put all that sugar in there. I know what I'm doing. Is that this one? You know what you're doing. I know you don't do it because that's why you keep putting too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We make excuses for everything. I want to read one more verse and I'm going to close. Hallelujah. There's much to this. Shaul says, I do this unto Yah in Yahshua, Yisra. He says in Ephesians, Ephesus 5 and 20, that this is a command unto Israel. Shaul says, there's much more, but I'm going to stop here. He says in Ephesians 5:20, he says, giving what? Torah. I like Torah. I like Torah. He says, giving Torah how many times?
Always.
You tell me that is perpetual? Always?
Yes.
Come on, you deadheads. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes. He says, giving Torah always for some things.
Always.
For life.
Yes.
Death.
Yes.
Trials.
Yes.
Rebuke.
Always.
Correction.
Always.
Now, we don't like those, though, do we? He said, give Torah always for all things. To who? Yahweh, our Abba, in the name of our Master, Yahshua HaMashiach. One more before I close. Colossians 1:12. Giving Torah unto Yah, the Abba, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the Israelite Kedushim of light. That's why you ought to always give Torah to Yah. He has made you to be a partaker of Israel, to be the inheritance of the light that shall come. Come on, Israel. We sit here like dead heads. We should always give Torah.